Welcome to the Dolly Mama. I'm your host, Alexis Scarborough, and this episode, I'll be telling you all the updates on my life in the past 6 months since jumping back in headfirst into college and experiencing a routine again. I hope you enjoy. Grab a cup of coffee or some chai tea with me, and let's go. So I've been thinking a lot about a lot of things. It's been 6 months almost since we last got together. I've gotten 15 credits in college, and I still have another semester to go. It looks like I need to take statistics because my algebra class was like a starting point. I can take statistics or algebra 2 or maybe even go into physics. But I got a C, and I struggled really hard through that class. I might even like to take that one over again, the algebra one, because when things started to click, they really started to click, and it was kind of fun. But anyway, I been staying home, got my vaccine. Ha ha, all you naysayers, I got my vaccine back in April and just finished up the immunity, if you will, on Friday, which is yesterday. Monday coming up is my birthday and I turn 49. And honestly, school's been out for 2 weeks now and I've spent most of it resting, healing, and getting ready for the summer. This summer kicks off with a job interview. It's an outdoors job, something that I would really enjoy doing. It's not going to feel like work. I may not even want to come home. And I'm working my tail off getting this book done. The classes that I took, like I said, I took one about nonfiction creative writing, and basically that's how to write a memoir. And my instructor was fantastically supportive. She shared so many gems, and I passed with a flying A. That rocked. I passed with a flying A with my English comp 2. I got a B in psychology. God, that class was great. Honestly, I felt like psychology, I need to continue on. I am a brain buff. I love the mind. I love it. And that's why I love the polyvagal theory and the Stuck Not Broken podcast with Justin Sinceri, which I would strongly advise you go taste that one. That's a good one. I'm truly into the whole brainchild theory, if that's a theory. I think it's a truth. And I really think that I need to get into the mind. I do. I have been dealing with a lot of fear, though, for the future. I've got older kids that are planning on heading out of here, and I've got to let go of that want to keep them near. That's hard. That is a very hard thing. I've got little ones who are considering returning to school because unschooling isn't fun enough, isn't interesting enough. They want to socialize. And then we have this fun pandemic that we're all battling. And I don't know how to talk about that. That's just so indecisive. We have no clue. We cannot feel any security on this. There are so many fools who are trying to thwart any effort to try to make this work. And sadly, there are going to be a lot of people who suffer from it. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the people causing the suffering. And I guess that's always the case, right? There's a new sort of survival system going on where you've got deniers in science, and that's going to cause widespread illness. Yeah, I don't really want to look into the news because the news seems to be really negative. It sucks me in, and it slams me up against the wall like the town bully, and it shoves its garbage down my throat and takes my lunch money and runs off after I've pissed my pants. You know, it's just the worst. It's so negative. So, I mean, I'm trying to keep my eyes open a little to, you know, what's going on, what our president in America is doing, what other countries are up to. I do little dips into the news every so often to get information, I guess, to be in the know. So nothing takes me off guard. But yeah, tons of things going on, getting a garden ready. I'm doing straw bale gardening. I tried that out last year. I'm doing it up against the house more to this year. I got a trellis, and I should be posting some pictures on my Instagram page pretty soon. You can find me at Alexis Starbro, Starbro, at Instagram. And let's see. I'm going to start up this artwork every single day. I've got to do a piece of art, and I'm setting up a schedule for myself starting June 2nd or 1st, not sure. Monday is my birthday, though, Memorial Day, the day that I remember so many days. I shared this day with my brother every year because his birthday was June 1st, so we both had a birthday. Mom got it easy. She just had to get us one cake, two presents, maybe sometimes two birthday parties, but very unlikely because she wasn't really into what she called kids begging for toys and presents. So, yeah, I had maybe one McDonald's birthday party and then a slumber party when I turned 10. That's about it. Ooh, I gotta sneeze. How did that work? I got this really cool sound box, and I set my mic in it. It's got foam padding. It's gonna protect me from the sounds outside of my room where my kids are. And make it so that I can record in some peace and quiet. Because that's short in coming. Bogged down by house responsibilities. We just got our basement abated for what is that called? The gas, radon. And now we can have some living space down in the basement, which is super exciting and super daunting. Because you're talking 20 years piled up down in the basement. Oh, it's a lot. This June marks our 21st year living in this home. Well, mine and my oldest daughter's. And we're moving one of the kids down into the basement. She's gonna put up walls. She's been studying on YouTube and other places on how to build, and I got a nice, what is it, Bosch drill, so she can go ahead and bzz, bzz, but I'm going to help her, of course. And my dad was a carpenter. That makes me a carpenter. No. Another thought. Now, I'm just rambling, okay, so I hope you don't mind, but I went to the doctor the other day and I wanted to be calm. And the essential oil that my body reached for was cedar, cedarwood. and I put a dab on my wrist. Then I was driving to the doctor's office, feeling the stress. There's a bunch of construction through town. I'm not kidding. It is one lane where it's normally three. It's really congested. I got there. I reached that point, and then I reached up and touched my forehead and, wiped my hair away from my brow. And I think I have these self-soothing things that I do to myself. Like I pat my hair and I softly push across my brow. And I did that. And when I did, I could smell my wrist. And there was that smell of that. It smelled like a wood mill. It smelled like carpentry. And it smelled to me like putting my nose in my dad's flannel coat or flannel jacket. And I smelled that. And my dad was a carpenter. And so was my mom. And it dawned on me that that is a really peaceful thing for me. And it's funny to me that the smell of cedar calms me. I don't know. Some people take, lavender. Other people like lily of the valley or jasmine. You got me. Give me some, woodsman off and some cedar oil. I'm just weird like that, I guess. And but there's the patchouli too, and that is the smell of spring soil to me. Ooh, I love it. I cannot think of any other oil that I would like to softly smell all the time, but cedar and patchouli, those are just delicious to me. Oh, and orange. And if I am trying to sell you some oils, I'm not. I am a doTERRA advocate, I guess. I guess, what do you call it? Legally, I started that a couple years ago, but I'm not trying to peddle anything because I know that their prices are pretty steep and it's not something that I can usually afford. Back when I did that, I could. And I still have the bottles because the oil does last quite a while if all you're doing is little dabs on your wrist. Let's see. Anything else? I am reading the most incredible book. It's called Untigering. It is so good. It's let me see if I can reach it here. Iris Chen is the author, Chen. It's about, well, tigering parents are parents who, lay down the law and they are the authority. They punish and discipline, and they are authoritarians. And that is a very prominent parenting quality in America, in China, in Mexico. Being a strong parent, being a parent who's willing to like whip a flip-flop across the room to get you to behave, or a parent that'll take you into the back 40 and whip your ass with a switch for being, mouthy, or the tiger parent is the parent who roars. And this book is about untigering. And when I went into therapy back in 2018, I was talking to my therapist about the way that I parent and that I wanted to be a better parent. They really didn't have a whole lot to share with me at the time. I don't think I found very good therapists at the beginning. It took me a while. Okay. So be patient, you guys. Wait, find, dig, dig. If you feel any little inkling about a therapist that you don't like, you can leave and find someone else. You can ask for someone else at the reception desk. It's okay. Therapists get it. Incompatibility is not rejection. Okay. Anyways, I asked for, I feel like these things are happening. I'm blowing up on the kids, and they'd be like, okay, we'll take a 10-minute timeout to do this, do this, do that, do this. Well, now as I've gotten more and more in control of my emotions and I'm learning how to parent myself, I'm realizing that the language that I use towards myself is being used on my kids too. And this untigering book is just flooring me. It's chock full of advice that isn't stifling. It's honest. To be honest, the untigering book, Peaceful Parenting for the Deconstructing Tiger Parent, is highly recommended. My parenting has skyrocketed in compassion, patience, just freaking writing down my kids' qualities and really thinking about their tolerances. Each one is different, of course. This book has helped me to do that, to set aside a little bit of time to write down what each child actually needs. And then to think about that when a crisis is coming up, or when a child is having a burnout. It's been really good learning how to speak kindly and using the reparenting skills that I've learned for myself on them and watching what happens when that is used. Also, another thing I've been doing, strongly recommend it. The VR, it's the Facebook Oculus 2. There's a game or an app called Supernatural, and it's a workout game. And I mean, if you're a fan of YouTubers, Joji or Filthy Frank has a song on there, and I was just floored that, even Joji's on here. Could anything get better? Like there's really enthusiastic coaches. The exercises are engaging. I'm feeling my entire body work out, and I reminded myself through this game that dancing has always been something I've loved to do. And sadly, religion popped up right around the time I started going through puberty. And there's a lot of body shame. I heard things like if I was watching, I really liked those dance shows. I would watch Solid Gold and the American Bandstand. And there's another one where everybody's boogieing. And then my mom would say, "Look at her shaking her parts." Like it was like the most repulsive thing that a human could do. And she used words like lewd and revolting and disgusting and predator or slut or whore. She really painted dancing into a very wicked, lustful, sensual thing that I was afraid to do in front of other people, honestly. And then I married a staunch dance hater. I liked to go to parties and dance. I liked to go to dances and dance. I was one of the first people out on the floor if there was a dance, when I was allowed to go to them. And if I went to a bar and there was dancing, I wanted to go do that. I had guy friends that liked to go dancing. And then I married this stick in the mud who thought dancing was embarrassing and thought any kind of physical displays were embarrassing, unless, of course, they were done quietly. I don't know how to explain it. Unless they were done by him. Anyway, yeah, so I have a lot of feelings about dancing. I like to do this supernatural game when everybody's still asleep in the early morning, because I don't want to be seen doing it because I'm like super self-conscious. Even though these kids have watched me turn up dubstep and robot around the kitchen and living room while we do cleaning, I still feel super self-conscious dancing, but I love to do it. And the neatest thing is, back in 2018, 2017, when I started therapy again, and my therapist said to me, "Who are you?" My first response was, "I am a mom. I like to do this. I like to do that." She's like, "No, who are you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a mom. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister." She's like, "No, no, no. What do you like?" And I didn't, I was like, "Well, I like books and I like movies and I like outdoors and I like bubble baths." And she's like, there, outside and bubble baths. Okay, yeah. These are things that you like, and I started realizing there's little things that I like. And a lot of them, like Christianity, were because of the reward. Becoming a Christian equaled my mother's acceptance, which is something I never really received throughout my childhood. It felt like love finally. So I was addicted, and I would do anything to be like Jesus, to make my mother proud of me, to keep the family connected. As long as mom was happy, everyone was happy in my family, right? And I seemed to hold the key to that. If I was doing poorly, she was doing poorly. If I was doing, well, if I was feeling marvelously, if it was anything to do with me and not her, she was miserable too. There was not a whole lot of joy from her when I was happy. In fact, she was often jealous of my friends, and that really confused me. I think I've gotten off topic. Yeah, these are so many things since the past 6 months have passed. As an incentive, I put a guitar hook over my bed and I hung my mandolin up there, and I plan on using it one of these days. I don't know when, but I'll get to it. And I want to just wake up one morning, pull it down, and start plucking away at it. But the problem is, I need to know how to play it, and that's the hard part. Ooh. Yeah, I laugh out of embarrassment. I guess I have a nervous laugh. It's kind of neat to hear it in my podcasts. Like, if I listen to something later on, I hear how this nervous giggle comes out when I'm hopeful for acceptance and terrified of rejection. Yep, there it's out there, y'all. Y'all know my biggest weakness. But it's not really my weakness much longer. I'm stepping away and getting stronger. So, I've seen some financial difficulties facing foreclosure, working on trying to dig up out of the hole of not being able to work and being a single parent. The pandemic assistance, I had to keep on applying and appeal. And finally, just this month, I won that appeal, and I will be in a little bit of a better situation when those payments start coming up. So, yeah, that is an update on how things are here. We are trundling on from how we're getting bills slowly paid and we're getting our feet on the ground. I procrastinated a whole bunch and decided that I would treat the haystacks outside with some fertilizer first and knock them down and get them to start warming up and breaking down before I start adding the soil. And that's been a good idea, because today it's 27 degrees Fahrenheit. That's minus 3 degrees Celsius. That's freaking cold. Almost minus 3. Okay, I'm rounding it. But it is cold. So yeah, that's everything. Have a good day, you guys. Much love. Follow me on Instagram, Alexis Starbro, S-T as in Tom, A-R-B-R-O. Follow me on Facebook. That's Your Dolly Mama. And if you want to follow me on YouTube, it's just Alexis Scarborough. Be well, you guys. Well, we come to the end of the podcast episode. You've heard me blab on about my experiences and how things have been for the past 6 months. And now I'm going to ask you to please, please consider becoming a supporter. Click on that support button. I need your support. And the things that are coming up, they're going to come at you hard from me soon, okay? I'm building and I'm building and I'm building. So this is just a little soft pause before the onslaught that's coming. And yeah, in the past, I've promised that I'll be able to keep up, but damn it, I've got 8 kids here and experiences up the wazoo. I shouldn't have ever promised, but it was always my intention to keep consistent. So now I plan on trying to be consistent. I've got my schedule at the handy dandy ready, and I want to wow the world and do some healing, not only in myself, but out there in the world, because everything that happens within reflects outside. I've made a song, and it's called the Bali Slam. Like I told you, I like to dance, so this song really makes me feel like dancing. Working on some lyrics to go with it, so enjoy. It's kind of a trancey, repetitive, not too repetitive, but it's there. And it's going to be fun when it's all done. I'm going to give you a sneak peek right now. Enjoy your day, and thank you so much. Oh, one more thing. Head over to YouTube. Become a follower. Subscribe. I will also be updating there. It's not going to be the same content. And there you'll be able to see what I look like and look at some of my artwork. And if you hop over to Instagram, you'll get to see that's Alexis Starbro, S-T-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H. Oops, S-T-A-R, Tom, T-B-R-O, Starbro. And that is at, I'm so sorry, Instagram is that one. The Patreon is Alexis Scarbro with a C, as in car, S-C-A-R-B-R-O. I'm your Scarbro. Well, I'm my own Scarbro. But anyway, enjoy that music. Thank you.